My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On Sunday. I feel nervous right now. I'm just telling you guys. I'm hoping everything works out. But then when I hear Ra talk about the assessment of this offense, this is what he said yesterday in his assessment of the offense, Raheem Morris.
The assessment is easy for him yesterday. You know, it wasn't good enough. You know, we threw two interceptions. We got to make better decisions in the passing game all around. We can't turn the ball over to allow our defense to go out there and get some big stops for us, which they did. But, you know, it just wasn't good enough. And we're going to be really clear about that. Whether it's wins or losses, we always make those assessments to our quarterback and to everybody else. It's just the quarterback will get the most attention at all times, along with me. So we know that. We've addressed that today, and our guys will go out there and they'll come back better.
I do think they'll play better against Philly. I don't know if we win. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that right now based on my nervousness with this whole situation about how mobile or not mobile that is going to be moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, guys, everything we talked about in the preseason was all about play action. How many times did we have the conversations about play action? There was none.
You got to be under the center to
right.
do that.
Now, we had Wes came on, Wes Durham, and you'll hear some of that later, was saying, look, you know, the Steelers were just jumping all over it. I get it. But, I mean, we always thought it was going to be Bijan and Algier to a lesser extent, establishing the run, and then you're going to use play action, and then all these skill position players get open.
I'm sorry. I'm just sitting here thinking, what if they come out? Cousins! It's a keeper to the right. Yeah. He's running in this next game.
Oh, my God. Please.
Just to show everybody.
Well, I mean, look. I mean, guy just hit me up again. He goes, so you're saying they're lying? Well, no. But
No.
No, I mean, look, guys, we're adults here, okay? Teams, they twist the facts. They will twist the message to get the message they want out there. Who watched that game and thought Kirk Cousins looked 100%? Everybody and their uncle. From Damian Woody to orthopedists are now saying that Kirk Cousins doesn't look 100%. And if he's not, why didn't you have a more viable option ready when you drafted Penix? It doesn't make any sense. We'll ask Coach Ron. I know we're looking ahead to Monday night. We don't get to talk to him until Thursday because it's a late start on Monday night. But I just don't understand how you put Cousins out there if he looks as rough as he did. And then say it's just simply rust.
Here's Raheem talking about the challenge that Philadelphia presents coming up on Monday night.
It's just really the whole offense when you look at those guys, right? You're talking about a bunch of superstars across the board, the Slim Reaper, A.J. Brown. You got Saquon out there. They just traded for Dotson. They got a bunch of guys out there. They got the biggest offensive line in the history of the game. You know, they got a brand new center, and it's going to create a really challenge for us. And Hurts was the run-up in MVP just a year ago, whatever the case may be. So they got a good offense. So we got to get up in the lab right now, and that's what today and tomorrow is about.
Yeah, they got a good offense, and they added Saquon. I mean, he kind of brushed over that. He said, you know, the Slim Reaper, obviously he's talking about Devontae. But, Mike,
They look good against the Packers. Early, they didn't. You said this. Jalen will give us the ball, right? He'll turn it over. But this is one of those moments where we got to respond, and I want to see what this offense, specifically what this offense is going to look like. Guys, the defense, if they play as good as they did in week one, we're in this game. We're going to be in this game. It should be close. We'll be in the game, and in the fourth quarter, somebody's got to make plays, which makes me nervous about the quarterback situation.
Yeah, it's just, guys, I'm not trying to be an alarmist. I'm just being a realist here. Okay, they're not going to run Penix out there. I get it. They don't want a counterback. They've clearly established they don't want that. I get it. But, I mean, this is not viable if this continues. Because now you're going on the road, hostile environment. You got all those freaking Georgia Bulldogs that you just talked about in the soundbite we played coming at you. So you better be able to run the football. The receivers, by the way, there was nothing vertical because, A, there was never any time. And when there was time, he couldn't get the ball to them. He couldn't deliver the ball on target. I mean, guys, go back. We saw that, Chris, did you post that, or Oren? There's a video. It's the 22 of all players, and you're seeing Kirk not able to step up and deliver, even when he has a cleaner pocket.
For those of you who are married or in a relationship, if you say to your person, are you fine? And they go, I'm okay. They're usually not fine. Everybody's saying it's fine. Is it fine? Is it okay? What is this?
Well, I mean, because one of the things, regardless of how Cousins is, we all felt that this schedule, the first four games, was brutal.
It's tough.
And if there was a game you could try to steal, it would be the Steelers at home, knowing that they have the situation at quarterback. Your defense holds them. Yeah, one was a short yardage on another turnover, but you held them to long field goals, one including from midfield. Your defense did the job. Now, whether you think the Steelers' offense is a mess, the defense was not the problem. Your offense turned it over three times. You had two terrible – I mean, guys, this is why I get back to Penix, Carl. I said it earlier in 2 o'clock. I'll say it again. Michael Penix Jr., like all the rookies you saw this weekend in week one, could come out and could certainly throw two interceptions and have a ball snapped into the motion man. You couldn't do any worse. And I'm not, this is not a knock on Penix. That's just the learning curve of the NFL. But I'd rather have a guy, even though he's not a speed burner, who's got more mobility than Kirk right now out there.
404-726-0929. One more thing about the health of Kirk Cousins as we discuss this. And listen. This doesn't go away until he shows us. It's just what it is. If we get this game Monday night and we're in the pistol and the shotgun 96% of our snaps, which is what we were on Sunday, it's a problem. It's a tell. I said this to Turtle right. The other day. This is why formations and motion and personnel groups are important. It's how you keep teams off balance, Mike. If this is all I can do, I'm telling you what we're going to do, and you become predictable.
And then we get into the medical side of it. Whatever you think, because we're not orthopedists here, but, I mean, he had never done that. He'd never been in the pistol that much. You're asking him to do things he's not really comfortable doing. He's under center. Yes, all quarterbacks can play on a shotgun, but there's something about Kirk not being 100% that you tried to mitigate in your approach and your game plan, and it didn't work.
All right, this is Ra talking about the health of Cousins. Coach, he's fine, right?
I feel like Kirk is healthy. He's been healthy since he's been here, since he's been back. Obviously, the restriction that we had on him early, just like I talked about throughout, you're not being obstinate either. The restrictions we obviously put on him when he first got here, being smart with the OTA days. Obviously, when we came back to training camp, he was full go and be able to move. Other than the scrambles and some of those things, we limited. You know, towards the end of training camp, we allowed those things to happen, got him ready to go. We got into a game yesterday, and we got to get better.
We got to get better.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.